Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not help out and click that subscribe, that notification bell, and maybe that like button too. Super helps out the channel, it really does. And just thank you so much for being here. And let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Today's first story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Wife deleted a message from my ex telling me that she was pregnant 5 years ago. It's been almost 2 weeks since I found out. We've did the tests and she's mine. My ex had sent me a message a couple of weeks before giving birth telling me about everything. My then girlfriend and present wife saw that my ex sent me a message and deleted it, then blocked her, apparently without reading it. Ex took that as me not wanting to be involved and raised our daughter all alone. For 5 fucking years. My daughter is turning 5 in a month and I haven't even met her. Every time I think about how much I missed out on, I just lose it. I know I must focus on what I've gained instead of what I've lost, but damn, it's hard. It's taken me 2 hours just to write this out. Don't even want to start on what my ex had to go through alone and the desperation to reach out to my mother for help when she hates her nearly more than me. My wife says she's remorseful, that she was just very immature at the time and didn't think it could be that important. So much so, she forgot about it. I've never loved anyone more than my wife. She supported me through so much. I believe that she actually feels bad and regrets it. She's pregnant. Plus or minus 21 weeks pregnant with our first child together. We're currently separated while I deal with everything, but I don't know how we'll move forward after this." Edit. To further elaborate, I found out my mother, who's contacted about my ex, about my daughter and how I ghosted her. I was talking to my wife about this and she confessed about deleting it and blocking it. And then there were some comments which gave some additional information, so someone asked, "Why didn't she try and contact you again and reach out to you more than once?" To which Opie replied, saying, "In all honesty, I was a shit boyfriend to her, especially towards the end, so I can't blame her for not trying harder to contact me. That's on me. I do want to forgive her. As I said, I believe she was just being childish in the moment, but damn, that was some bad timing. I'm not entirely sure I can forget about this." Someone asked Opie, "How did you find out? 2 weeks ago." And Opie replied, saying, "My ex asked my mother for some cash for our daughter, and then my mum chewed me out for being a deadbeat. Asked her what she was talking about, and she told me about my ex and how I blocked her. Mentioned it to my wife, who admitted there was a time where she deleted a message from my ex and blocked her." A commenter said, "Do you think if your wife went to ex to explain herself and apologize in person, things would get a little better? Your wife made a mistake and she needs to take responsibility and making reparations." Opie replied, saying, "My wife offered to do that, but my ex doesn't want to have much to do with her." Another commenter said, "Info, do you actually honest to God believe that your hopefully soon to be ex-wife deleted it without reading it?" Opie replied, saying, "There's obviously that little devil saying that she read it, but I refuse to believe she knew about this and didn't tell me all this time." And we do have updates to this as well, but holy shit, imagine finding out that after 5 years and the feeling of betrayal from your wife as well. And I gotta be honest, from my point of view, and I may be wrong, I may be just, you know, going too much into this, but I don't believe she didn't read it and deleted it. I mean, so the case is that she just saw X's name come up, deleted the message without seeing it at all, without any curiosity about what X was saying to OP or anything like that, so didn't look at the message at all. I can't believe that, I'm afraid. And maybe that's a me thing, but it certainly seems fishy to me. And if she did read and delete it purposely, how could you trust someone like that again? We've said it in previous stories, that how can you look at someone with the same amount of trust again? I just don't think I'd be able to. But we've already had those comments, so we're going to move straight in to the first update. So this update came 11 days later. That said, got some messages asking for updates, and since my post got some attention, I thought I should publicly update. Long story short, I met with my ex last week, just to properly explain myself and discuss the whole what nows. It didn't end up being productive and mostly filled with awkward silence with a few miniature arguments. Towards the end, she said she'd been talking to a lawyer and didn't want me to be involved and will be seeking full custody of our daughter with no visitation, as well as suing me for back child support and getting me on child support, so that was fun. To be clear, I was always going to provide more than my fair share for any child of mine. I really don't know how any of this works, but I haven't received anything from the court or something, so it could have been just a threat, but she seemed serious. Regardless, I decided to find myself a lawyer to help me instead of waiting around, and eventually got linked with an old friend's brother, whom I'm meeting tomorrow, which is great. My wife and I are trying to work things out. Due to the lawyer slash court situation, financially speaking, we couldn't get an actual therapist, but my wife's pastor offered to provide marriage counselling for us. We only had two sessions before the family drama broke out, and we temporarily put counselling on pause. Basically, the thing about my wife deleting the message leaked out to the rest of the family, which led my wife getting uncivil messages from a couple of family members. My lovely older sister also decided to add to the fire by posting about this on her Facebook. My wife has locked herself at home since and has taken everything quite badly, since even her friends now know and have distanced themselves from her. I'm actually quite worried about it, but at least her mum is there with her and I try to check on her regularly. It's all just overwhelming. When I'm not thinking about my daughter, I'm thinking about my ex. When I'm not thinking about my ex, I'm thinking about my family drama. And when I'm not thinking about that, I'm thinking about my marriage and the pregnancy. And there's still work, so it's been a really terrible week. Find it hard to maintain optimism and excitement from my daughter when all this happened. Just a shit situation all around. This ended up being more of an event, so sorry about that. I probably won't give another update in the future unless there's good news. So, just thanks for the support. And we do have a final update which we'll go straight into. It's quite a long story, so the more condensed version is that I've met my daughter. My ex and I handled the custody and support agreements ourselves, still signed off by the court. We're both committed to making this co-parenting thing work and it's been going well so far. My wife and I are back at home and both excited about her nearing due date. We've decided to move on. A longer version. The last update ended with my ex threatening to fight me in court. Well, the lawyer I'd arranged suggested we give mediation a try and set that up with her lawyers and this mediator. Overall, the mediation went quite shit and seemed to be more detrimental to us ever cooperating. We only had two actual sessions and both were filled with unnecessary fighting and no resolution. Funny enough, it was the chaos at the mediation that kind of proved to us both we weren't interested in fighting each other indefinitely, and she reached out late in the evening after the second mediation asking to meet up the next day. In that meeting, we talked things out and listened to one another, sorted through some baggage from our relationship, as well as spoke about what exactly had been going on the past 5 years. Hours long conversation, but it was totally worth it. We agreed we'd make it work and put our daughter in the forefront. A meeting was arranged for me to drive over and see my daughter face to face, and I did. At the time, I wasn't introduced properly to her as her father, and she obviously was cagey around this random dude, but it was still great seeing her that first time. She was and is seeing someone to help with my transition into her life, and I've since been properly introduced to her, and she started to call me Papa. So things are going stunningly smooth, and she's coping really well with it all. Plus, my ex has floated around the idea that if she could find a job slash better job where I am, she'd consider moving, so distance isn't too big of a problem, though that's still a big if. For now, I'll just keep driving up to her until we're acquainted enough to allow her to make the trip to me. The last update on my wife left things at my sister posting about everything and my family fighting with my wife. My sister has removed the post and apologized to my wife, although not sincere, but still an apology. Still ongoing, but attempts of reconciling my family and wife are going more or less well. My wife momentarily moved to stay with her parents to get away from everything for about a month, but has since moved back to the house with me as we're soon expecting the birth of our child in the up and coming weeks. all extremely excited over that, and we've worked through our issues. I'm sure most of you will be disappointed by this, but I do 100% believe my wife and trust that she isn't some conniving person. She's still the woman I love, and we're all to blame for the circumstance that led to this whole situation. All we can do is focus on the future. Big thanks to everyone who offered their support and well wishes, as well as advice. I truly appreciate all of it, and that's it. Signed off, a happy dad of almost two. One commenter added, "Did you bother to press your wife if she read the text or not?" That was one of the most pressing questions posed in this last post. And OP replied saying, "I didn't want to push it too much, but I did sit her down and ask her again, and she assured me that she never read it, only saw that it was from my ex and deleted it based on that." And I'm still coming out of this one, and I still don't believe that she did not read that text. I can't believe that, I'm afraid. And it might be just me being dramatic in this one. Absolutely, there's always that chance, you know. But they're also pregnant. There's going to be another baby on the way, and I wonder what the future holds for them. I hope it is all positive, and I hope it all goes well for them. But, you know, the behavior that possibly could have been going on here, what will the wife be like once Opie's daughter starts, you know, going to their house to visit, the new baby there as well, you know, all that sort of stuff? Just don't know. We may not ever find that out, so it's all speculation, but I do find it interesting. Anyway, what do you guys make of this one? What do you think? Did she read that text message or not? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below, and let's move on to another story.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And our next story comes from Finn Increase 4140, who says, "Am I the arsehole for telling my husband to get over his dead mother? I know that the title sounds horrible, but please listen to my side. I, female 32, married 4 years to Andy, male 37. Last June, around 11 months ago, Andy's mother passed away in a car accident. It was totally unexpected. He was super close to her and it hit him hard. He developed really bad depression. I tried my best to stay strong for him and offer comfort whenever he needed it, but it has been so hard being his emotional crutch. Andy stayed at home all day, quit his job and barely paid attention to me. I had to pay all the bills. Soon I realized that our relationship was dying. Intimacy was long gone and Andy rarely talked to me. I begged him to go to a therapist and tried all ways to help him. He refused all of them. It broke my heart to see the man I love fall to pieces. Yesterday, Andy and I had an argument. I came home from a really bad day at work and found him surrounded by rubbish on the couch. I tiredly asked him to please clean it up, but he refused. Something just snapped in me and I yelled, 'I think it's time you get over your mum.' Andy looked at me like I was crazy and said, 'How could you say such a thing? My mother is not like some shit ex. It's my mother and she's dead.' I apologized, but told him to look at himself. No job, depressed, thrown away his life and relationship with his wife. He said, 'It's already so hard, so don't make it harder. I don't need you scolding me at the hardest point in my life.' I tried to get my point across, but he abruptly got mad, calling me a fucking bitch, then left. I'll admit, what I said was horrible. It was unfair to him. But I don't know what to do anymore. I feel burnt out and I desperately need someone too, just like him. I feel so alone every minute of the day. Am I the arsehole?" And we're going to start off with Darwina1226, who says, "Not the arsehole. What you said was inappropriate based on how it was worded and that you were feeling exhausted and overly emotional. That said, this man has refused to engage in any activities to help him heal from his loss, making every aspect of your relationship with him fall to you. Of course you were tired. Of course you were burnt out. You're his wife, not his maid, chef, breadwinner, bill payer, therapist, or any of the responsibilities you've taken on. You're also not the only person who is required to keep your relationship going in the right direction. If it were me, I'd make tentative financial plans to end the marriage and be prepared to leave. In the interim, have your final chat with him about going into therapy with possible medication to ease the depression, and give him a reasonable time frame to set it up, 30 days or so. At the end of the 30 days, be prepared to leave. He has a right to forego treatment. You have a right to happiness. Just a Curious poster says, not the arsehole. A leave from work to grieve is understandable, but quitting a job and not getting another one almost a year later, not making any effort to try to overcome her death, consistently not engaging in intimacy is not fair to you. You're essentially carrying the burden of housekeeper, breadwinner, and emotional caretaker. I would ask anyone saying you're the arsehole, would you feel differently if he was acting this way and they had kids? Opinionated Dread Wife says, not the arsehole. I lost my father. Also suddenly, heart attack out of nowhere, whom I was very close to, and it was hard, and having my husband support me through that was invaluable. But 11 months. Get over your dead mother was definitely not the right words, because you never really get over it. It's been almost 7 years for me, but your husband definitely needs to get over himself and his misery. Honestly, does he think this is what his mother would have wanted? She would be heartbroken over the way he's acting. If she was a mother worth mourning, that is. Only a complete narcissist would be happy their kid was ruining their life and their marriage like this. You know what the hardest part about losing my father was? Realizing life was going to go on when I felt like the whole world should have just stopped. Realizing my father would never get to meet my children, but that I would still have them. Realizing he wouldn't be there for big moments, important moments, but they would still happen. That I had to pick myself up and carry on when that was the absolute opposite of how I felt. Things that still hurt when I think about them now after all this time. Your husband has avoided this moment because as much as he thinks he's hurting, this realization is the worst part and he's being a coward and avoiding it. And what this commenter said there rang very true for me as well. Whenever I think or I get sad and I get down about my mum and dad passing over the last few years, I always think, what would they be thinking of me? What would they want me to be doing now? I know my mum would give me a slap at the back of the head if I started crying about her, because that's just the type of person she is. Like, get over it. Come live your life, you know. Life is for living kind of thing. She'd be like, don't waste your time on me, just because that's the type of person she was. And she wouldn't mean it in a horrible way or anything like that. She'd just want me to be living my best life. But I do understand, you know, people will. It's unavoidable to get upset over these things. As I said recently, I went to a wedding of my niece, and there was a table dedicated to both my mum and dad with their pictures on there with like some candles and stuff like that. And it was upsetting to see, because they were like, although they was there in memory, they weren't there physically to see it. And that's setting me off just talking about it, to be quite honest. But like the commenter said, is that you do pick yourself up and you do carry on, because the alternative is to just crumble and fall apart, which, you know, isn't productive, isn't helpful, and will damage things around you. And I'm not downplaying the way people grieve, because as I always say, you know, people grieve in different ways, but you shouldn't be doing it in a way that's damaging yourself, because no one would want that for you. But we're going to have one more comment from Alarming Paper 8357, who says, not the arsehole. You've been supporting him for a year, and he is just spiraling into a deeper and deeper depression. He desperately needs professional grief therapy, because he has demonstrated that he simply cannot find a way out on his own. His anger at you is a function of his anger at his mother's death. So while it's hard not to take it personally, it really isn't you. People grieve differently, but this is not a healthy grief. It's approaching hysterical grief, which is hard to get a handle on once someone is swamped by it. Having said that, he needs to man up and take some self-care steps. You are right. He does need to take some steps to deal with his grief over his mum. His mother would be horrified at what has happened to her son if she could see him now. I think it would be helpful if you went to a therapist who specializes in grief counseling and get some support from them and ideas on how to support your husband, what triggers to avoid, and most importantly, how to encourage him to take the steps necessary to pull himself together and heal. the fact that you lashed out at him is a symptom of how his grief has affected you too, as well as your marriage. So don't beat yourself up. You're entitled to feel worried, abandoned, and stressed at the responsibility of keeping everything going. You aren't a saint, and maybe this is a wake-up call that change is needed. And grief stories, they always get to me, man. It's just like the majority of you who have been here over the past, two, 3 years? I don't know how long we've been doing this for now, but you've heard, and you know, I hate to keep bringing it up, but it's just so relatable to these stories and the feelings involved, and I'm so close to them in some ways, and talking about grief, if it ever helps anyone, you know, I think it's worth it. And I've always felt like pragmatic about death and dealing with death, and like with my mum, I knew something was coming. We got it out of her, and she told us that she was dying, and you know, it was incredibly tragic at the time, and it really hurt to deal with. But then she passed like 3 weeks later. My dad was a whole year before, and it almost felt like I was grieving in that time up to his death, because we were seeing him, you know, sort of go downhill all this time. Then another family member, and I was like literally hugging her moments before she passed away. And it's just, it does, it brings it such a different whirlwind of so many emotions. So, you know, and I say it every single time we cover a story regarding death and grief, and that we all deal with it in different ways. Many of my family members cried. I've cried as well. And like at the funerals and stuff, I just wasn't crying no more. I felt sort of not numb, but you know, they're not with us anymore, but they're with us in memory. And I appreciated that. So it gave me the opportunity to care for my family whilst they were grieving in a different way. And, you know, and that's okay. I had people say, you know, I was weird for the way I dealt with it, and I deal with it still. But as I said, I think as long as you're dealing with it in a healthy way that's not damaging to you or anyone else around you, then I think that's fine. But anyway, I've gone absolutely off on one again. I do apologize. Let me know what you guys make of this story. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories, your love, support and time, and the love that you show to other people in these stories as well, and to one another, is always appreciated. Stay awesome, please. And I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.